منزل we have hall, for the lower منزل we have مقام. That means that becomes a permanence in our وجود. Don't worry if any of you, I'm sure it's not just the case, all of you understand more than me what I say, but if some of my statements are not clear enough, inshallah, when we go elaborating them, it will become more clear what we will be discussing. And maqam is fixed, but maqam is usually for the manzil that you have already passed. When you reach to a new maqam, that's hal. What does that mean? That means you are not always with that manzil. You know, the feelings of that new how new station, you do not have always the feelings of those new stations. See, because it's talk about, let's say, visualize. One of those good feelings, that sometimes you get. Let's say, I don't know, example, a simple example is when you are listening to Musibat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and then you cry. Of course, if it is not crying for yourself, a lot of times we are crying for ourselves. We don't even know. We start to think about our different problems and then we cry. But if the cry is for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that creates a special joy in the heart. That special joy in the heart, you cannot say, you cannot even call it sadness or happiness. There is no explanation for that. That's different from the most of the cries we do for Imam Hussein. These type of, okay, even you get that, that's hal. If you does maqam, you always had it. The difference is, when you remember when that feeling surrounds and overwhelms your wujud, that at that time you have the hal, you are not resident in that maqam. If you were resident in that maqam, you always had it. So that is how it works. When I say, going from one house, one station to the higher station, the lower station becomes maqam. Let's say somebody reaches maqam of Reza. That means he's always content. If that Reza is, or contentment is hal, that means sometimes he is razi, sometimes he is not razi. But when it reaches to maqam, that means he is always razi. He is always content with whatever Allah gives. So that's the difference of maqam and hal. So inshallah, we talk about that, how we go through the different levels of the hijabs of nur. These hijabs of nur are different maqamat, different stations that we have to reach. And hijabs, those hijabs of nur, luminous hijab, are also very misleading. That is, you must have heard that it is very much recommended these to be done by instructions and instructors. A lot of times what happens, I don't know if some of you may have done, for instance, you do, because all of this, remember, with all of this, journey that we are going to do, it's important thing people must have regular zikr. Without regular zikr, it doesn't work. Because zikr to the nafs, regular zikr to nafs, is just very similar to regular food for the body. If, for instance, if you are given, let's say, vitamin A or vitamin B or whatever, some sort of vitamin, imagine, is given for a particular problem that you may have, like as a medicine is prescribed. If you see, or even look at the antibiotic, for instance, they say you have to take it 14 days. Dr. Muhammad knows what I say. Because if it's only 7, 6, 5, or 4, or 10 days, it's not sufficiently and regularly fed to those body cells, then they do not get that enough strength. Or if it's given, so the asar, the effect of it is not effective, is not good enough. Or if it's not, the dose of it is not enough, it doesn't work. So it's the similarly for the zikr. Zikr needs to have enough dose. People, when they do zikr, they know they have to say certain number of each zikr. And there are some of it has been quoted from different ulama, I have seen that, for instance, this zikr 17 times a day does this. The other zikr 257 times a day does this. Don't look at me strangely. It works like that. It's very similar to, because you may not know that I have seen in my readings, I have seen that somebody who has been saying a specific zikr, he has chosen it himself. Then after some time he has gone into hardship and the poverty, and then the whole life has been turned upside down. And then when he has gone and seen somebody like a good instructor, he has said, why the hell have you said this? I mean, this was not your food or your zikr. You should not do this. I mean, you do not have that strength yet. So that brings poverty, and you are not, when the poverty comes, you become kafir total. So that is why it must be, zikr is something that must be considered how and what, and what stage, and with what number, and what number of days, not how many number each time, and how many number of that, I mean, how many number of days that should be said. So it is important that in this journey it must be zikr. It must go with zikr. And those number of zikr. So one of the zikr, some of the zikr, I tell you, some of the zikr are not like that. Like istighfar. You can say as many as you want. There is not such rule for istighfar. That it must be counted. Or salawat, for instance. The more the better. There is no limitation for salawat. One of those zikr which is for any beginner, every beginner which starts, they normally give this zikr to him. And that zikr is zikr yunusiyya. You all know what it is. Zikr yunusiyya, that minimum given is 400. It's recommended 1,000 times. And it's recommended in sajda, while doing sajda. And, okay, what I was talking, why I came to this issue of zikr, was talking these stations, luminous stations that one's reach can be very tricky, can be very misleading. How it be misleading? How is possible somebody reaches to a stage and then it that stage which is luminous but it still be called misleading for him? What usually happens, a lot of times people start to think they have reached to a haqq. They reach to a level, and because it is so joyful and is so overwhelming, people do not know there is still a lot higher than this. And what happens, they stop at that level and they do not go any higher. And these are, from one side we call them hijab nurani, luminous hijabs, and from the other side we call them maratib and rotab or rotbe. So they are levels for us. We can see that I had, if you all remember Munajat Sha'baniyeh, where you see that in it clearly talks about the eyes of the heart, which is breaking, is asking, Masumin used to read this, asking to break with the eyes of the heart, to break through those hijab, Zulumani hijab. What was that? I can't remember it. Yeah. The beginning of that verse, start of it. إلهي حبري كمال الانقطاع إليك وأنر أبصار قلوبنا بزياء نظرها إليك حتى تخرق أبصار القلوب حجب النور فتصل إلى معدن العظمة وتسير أرواحنا معلقة بإذن قدسك. If you look at this, it talks about breaking through other levels of nur to go to the higher nur. Of course, this is very high. It is not for us. It could be maybe for you, but not for me. But I know for some of you is, but for me it's not. It's a very high level of nur that become mu'allaqatan bi'izz qudsik. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, talks about this, and he relates this to Ramadan. Mu'allaqatan bi'izz qudsik means, he says, in ziyafat of Ramadan we must be able to reach that mu'allaqan bi'izz qudsik. I can't even translate it into English. I do definitely have an understanding and meaning of it for myself, but how to translate that into English? Can you do that, Dr. Muhammad? Mu'allagatan bi'izz qudsik. Yeah, simple translation.
Hanging and attached to the glory of your might.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So these are higher levels, and inshallah, we hope and we try, and we do dua that during this we have started. Rajab is how many days away? 3-4 days away. We are close to Rajab. So inshallah, in this Rajab and Shaaban. And in Ramadan, inshallah, we reach to understand a degree of it. In Farsi, there is a poetry in Farsi, they say, if we cannot take the whole water of the sea, but we can take a sip of that water. If we are not able to take, if we are not able to reach to the highest level of Mu'allagatan Bi'izz Qudsik, but may Allah help us to reach to a very dilute version of it to see what Mu'allagatan Bi'izz Qudsik could be. But it's, of course, it's a matter of work and zikr and amal and purity. On this way that we go, we reach to this issue of, we understand about qalb. Qalb, in nutshell, is the reality of insan is qalb. All the hawas, all the senses, even aql, they all work for qalb. Qalb is a higher level of aql, you might know that. So, we talk about what qalb is, we will learn what how all the other, all quwa and faculties are working for qalb. And we will see that how amazingly when we become mutakassir outside world, what is becoming mutakassir? That means we are so diversified. Our eyes with so many things, our ears with so many things, our wants and these different desires, these are all making qalb mutakassir. In fact, they are making the qalb, giving diversity to qalb. And if the qalb become mutakassir, then of course that qalb has no place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless we are able to gradually bring those hawas into unity, give them tawheed and wahdat, hawas of seeing and listening and touching and tasting, all of these, and all of these, unless we can bring them to a type of tawheed, the qalb does not get sukoon and sakine, which is the peace in the qalb. So everything works for the qalb. There is a hadith I read here about Imam Ali alayhi salam says about qalb. Al qulubun salasa. Qalb are three types. Qalbun mankus. La ya'ya shay'an min al-khayr wa huwa qalbul kafir. Qalbul mankus means the qalb upside down qalb. What is the qalb which is upside down? Which instead of liking all the goods and khayr, he likes all the bads. And instead of hating all the bads and shar, he loves all the shar. That is qalbun mankus. He says there is no khair in it. Huwa qalbul kafir. This is the qalb of heart of kafir. I am assuming we all know what is qalb, right? We are not talking about this. What is called qalb al-sinawbari, the shape of it. We are not talking about physical qalb. It's a heart which is the reality of insan. His being is qalb. And qalbun fihi nuktatun sawda. A qalb which in it there is a black dot. This is the second type of qalb. A qalb which in it there is black dots. Or there are black dots. فَالْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرَفِيَّ يَعْتَلِجَانَ فَالْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُّ فِيهِ يَعْتَلِجَانَ means خَيْر and شَر are in it both. Fighting. Ya'talijan.
What's the meaning of
Ya'talijan? Ya'talijan is, it says what I have written is, they raft o'amad, passing by each other. Good and bad are passing by. فأيهما كانت منه غلب عليه and whichever of the شر or خير becomes dominant قلب becomes like that. So second قلب is the قلب which is with black dots in it, which good and bad are in that heart, and good and bad are passing by each other. Whenever قلب any of this خير or شر, because we have both of them in it, dominates to our behavior, that means our قلب has become خير or our قلب becomes شر. And قلب number three, قلب مفتوح فيه مصابيح تظهر ولا يدفع نوره الى يوم القيامه. An open heart, قلب مفتوح, a heart which is open and expanded, in it there are lights of nur, and until the day of qiyamah they are not put off, they are always illuminating. So once we will learn that once this qalb becomes luminous, and how it becomes luminous, what the stages we have to pass to make the qalb luminous. This nur of qalb starts to beam through hawas and even mashair. What is mashair? Aql, or understanding powers, is called mashair. So once qalb becomes nurani, it starts to give this nur to our thinking, to our aql, to our khiyal, to our hawas, and to our all other senses that we use them. And once the qalb is